What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
We are kings, we are gods, but how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're gonna save some lives in this lifetime. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping.
Cause we're speaking freedom, giving you the answers to be free.
We use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Work call, yeah, man. Gotta go in here and dance, bro. I don't get that.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I prep. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my guess a rep.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all.
Tony, a lie. I done been there quite a number of times in the motherfucking rain. Vegan is a vibe. I need to get on down to study vegan. But until then, ew. I'm so proud of you, Pinky. So I wanted to talk about something briefly, quickly. While I figure out something that's going on in my garage. So I think that the other day I mentioned that people, when we put people in office, you got to make sure that they're not easily paid for, or, you know, got people in their pocket or in their ear and all of that. And I definitely can see where some of that is going on up in Kentucky. However, I also see how the law is written, and within that, I understand the legal aspect, even if the legal aspect is not for the moral aspect. With that being said, I think it's really bad that people can't think for themselves, good and bad, because on the bad end, it's, you know, the moral compass to be a good person, to have some values, standards, and such. The wherewithal within to literally become your own person and not depend on someone else for insight, guidance, understanding, knowledge. Some people go to other people for everything. They never handle anything on their own at all, ever. And so all of their decisions is based on the senses of the people around them, and none is based on self-knowledge, wisdom, understanding, compassion, insight, or anything. As far as I've learned some things, I'm applying the things that I've learned from the experiences that I've had, from the instances that I've lived or seen firsthand. In most cases, people don't do that. People are have been conditioned to, you know, base everything off of others. That's the bad end. But the other end is being able to form your own ideals and opinions and thoughts and beliefs. I don't believe that being Black should be a group think project, because every Black person's experience is not the same. So I hate when somebody sees things from a different perspective, and because it's not emotionally charged, people decide not to see things at all, you know, or people think that if I don't respond emotionally to something that's going on logically, then it makes me less accepted or acceptable, or, you know, like, I don't even know what to call it. But I don't think that life should be lived as a groupthink project, because everybody does not experience the same things. Everybody does not, like, all white people don't grow up in racist homes. All black people don't grow up around black people that's, you know, experience some of the rougher conditions. So they may not relate to the rougher narrative that people live and experience. Some white people may not relate to the racists that hate black people and, you know, just treat black people bad for no reason. Everything isn't always racism, but there are a lot of things that has to do with racism. And there are even more things that, if the initial action wasn't within racism, the cover-up or the concealment or the way things are tried to be smoothed over is oftentimes deeply within racism. And it is not all racism isn't necessarily detrimental or bad physically, but to experience white privilege and that places you ahead of a black person just because you're white, that is definitely a problem. And this is where being white is like being legal and being black is like being illegal, because as soon as you're white, you're already thought to be in the right. You're already thought to be more intelligent or superior, or, you know, like, just automatically makes you right. And that's not right. You know, like, being black doesn't make you lack or less than. It doesn't make you always poor, because it's definitely poor white people, just like it's poor black people. And I think that sometimes the poor white people don't realize how much poor black people.
I decided long ago, never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live what I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all inside of me is sexual jacket.
Thank you for joining Speaking Freedom as we continue to assist you with your daily growth and intuitive wisdom. Loving is a lifestyle, and we love to love. Inspiration is how we fuel faith. Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.